Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:36. The world gets weirder and weirder. Well, talking about weird, this story that came out of Portugal is one that is just a little bit odd. If your workday in Portugal is done, your manager is not allowed to email you or call you except for emergencies. Look, I don't know how I would cope with that sort of ruling, but what is the story here in South Africa? Jaden Kramer, attorney and associate at the in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Howard?
I am well. But this makes me a little bit nervous. I mean, I know that, for example, on a Sunday, I'll often sit down for a couple of hours and just catch up on my emails, get a whole lot of things done. I often write on a please don't answer today. Just because I'm catching up on my work doesn't mean that everybody else has to get involved by working on a Sunday. But if I was living in Portugal, I wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one. And I think it's something that many of us will try and have to wrap our heads around. But I think what we have to do is we have to, as a point of departure, understand the context and the reality that we find ourselves in post-COVID. Because what the data has shown is that employees are overworked and burnt out, and this has led to what people are referring to as the mass resignation. So as we grapple with what the new normal might be, it is likely that we are going to see more of this type of legislation, even in our contracts of employment and our policies, because a consistent complaint that is coming through nowadays is that because employees tend to work from home or there's a hybrid kind of system, that they never switch off. And I think that's what this legislation is aiming to correct.
I get that, but isn't it just a little bit much?
It seems to be. It seems to be. But, I mean, in terms of our South African legislation, we do also have, for example, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Mm. And, for example, when you earn below the threshold, which is currently set at 211,000 rand per annum, so if you earn below that threshold, then you're entitled to all the rights in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which would mean that you're entitled to never work more than a 45-hour work week, that you're entitled to a daily rest period of 12 consecutive hours, a weekly rest period of 36 consecutive hours, as well as things like meal intervals and the like. And when you earn below this threshold, it becomes very difficult for your manager or your boss to go into this without breaching that Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Like you pointed out, this would only be acceptable where there's an emergency that would have a direct impact on health or very severe financial consequence, or where you're a senior employee, or where you earn above that threshold. And when you earn above that threshold, that's when you can start contracting out of these terms and you can start being forced to work overtime and the like.
Yeah, it just, the other thing that confuses me, and I know what you're saying is absolutely right about people being burnt out, exhausted. We track this type of thing all the time, and there definitely is a major concern around it. I do think, as you said as well, that it is leading to what we've seen globally as this mass resignation thing. But at the same time, people actually do have different working hours when they work from home. We often see situations where people are saying, you know what, I know I'm meant to be working from 12 till 2, or maybe working for an hour of that because maybe there's lunch in the middle, but I'm actually going to go and collect my kids. I'm going to do a few things and then I'll work a little bit later, or I'll take 2 hours to work tonight. How do we even measure when people are meant to be working or not? What's happening in Portugal, I think, is absurd. But at the same time, what that does here is create an environment that there's always somebody or people working. And that is dangerous.
Yes, that's a very good point. And I think that's part of what this legislation is trying to kind of correct, is that what we found is that when employees are working from home, they often take the liberty of, like you say, you know, running a few errands during the week and don't worry about that, I'll catch up at night when I have some time. And the problem with this is that certain clients of ours have been able to manage this in a way that they've created almost an efficiency to the system where they constantly have people working. The downside to it, of course, is that if you don't manage this process correctly, then you'll have a disjointed and almost a stop-start in your production. So it needs to be balanced. And I think that's what they're trying to say, is that these are the hours that you are supposed to be working. Everyone should work during these hours. You should be contactable at any time. You know, your manager doesn't want to call you and have you say, sorry, I'm just out at the shops, or I'm just fetching a delivery and I can't actually attend to this right now. So I think that's also where this legislation is aiming.
Mm. Vaughan says, Howard, by you sending a mail to a work colleague after hours or on weekends, it may clear your desk, but even though you may say, please don't respond now, you are effectively putting the work into that person's brain. They may not respond, but the matter which you sent them will play on their minds. So you got rid of the problem, but placed the problem after hours on their shoulders. I'd love your reaction to that. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I know it's not a legal question, Jaden, but what do you think of that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a good point. And as I've mentioned, I think really what this legislation is trying to do is safeguard well-being of our employees. And what we have found is that that is the case. So even though someone might say, deal with it tomorrow, the chances are is they're probably going to whip out their laptop or they go to their desk and start working on that because it's in their inbox and it creates a little bit of anxiety depending on the person and the profession, depending on what the instruction is. So I think there is merit to that kind of argument, yes.
It is a fascinating thing, and I think that we probably haven't settled on where this is going yet, because as we try to deal with, we had to deal with working from home, then we're going to be dealing with almost a hybrid situation. These things are going to have to be ironed out and figured out as we go along. That is all we have time for in terms of this conversation. Jaden Crom, attorney and associate in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, talking about the South African law, what it says about messaging after hours. I'd love your thoughts on it. Get involved in this conversation on 34519 or 0 618951019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.